siyabonga Jonga lo Sandra siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 18 kumpalakazi 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Engamthola khona ukuthi konke nje abantu abahlangane ukuhlala namatedi thina izisebenzi ama-political parties sibonisana ke ngenhlupho zeZimbabwe lezi ukuthi into engakwenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe yiZimbabwe esiyikhangeleleyo.
Amapolisa lamhla azama ukuvimba abantu abebesiya emhlanganweni owamabandla ezombusazwe, inhlanganiso zokholo kanye lezisebenzi.
Sibonile njalo ukuthi yes, ngabe silawo ama models of economic empowerment, but omama still balokhu bengabantu ababukelayo nje ukuthi kwenzakalani kwi-economy. Abakho at the center of okwenzakalayo, amadoda nje obaba ngathi yibaba lokhu bebusa, yibaba lokhu besenza ama decisions.
Abesifazana beZimbabwe bathatha izinqumo ekugqitshweni komhlangano wabo wokucebisana ngabaza kwenza ukuthuthukisa ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abo obukobulawayo. Woza Friday lamuhla selomculi weZimbabwe uZibusiso Moyo ocula enguzi eseyethule idlaladi elitsha elithi Edladleni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapolisa lamhla azame ukuvimba abantu ababesiya emhlanganweni wamabandla ezombusazwe, inhlanganiso zokholo, lezisebenzi labanye, kodwa umthethandaba wacina usipha imvumo lomhlangano we-National Convergence. Lomhlangano ufana lowenziwa ngomnyaka ka-1999 lapho kwavunyelwana khona ukuthi kusungulwe ibandla le-MDC. Sixoxe lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-ZCT umnumzana George Ngiwani. Saqala ukumbuza ukuthi kuyini okuxoxisanwe kulomhlangano.
Kuningi kakhulu udube ukuthi nami ngiyiparticipant bakhona abacoordinatayo, but engamthola khona ukuthi konke nje abantu abahlangane ukuhlala namatethi thina izisebenzi ama-political parties sibonisana ke ngenhlupho zeZimbabwe lezi ukuthi into engakwenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe yiZimbabwe esiyikhangeleleyo. So ngiqoqela imihlangano leyo ngamatethi konke nje thina abanye sesingama-participants.
Kuyini osokuzayenzakala ngemva komhlangano nalo? Siyabona umunye ofana lawo nalo wathi usenziwe yikho kwazalwa khona i-MDC. Kathesi ke kuyini okuzenziwa?
Kathesi akula kukhangelela ukuthi abantu bangakhona i-political party. Esikhangelela ukuthi nje akumobilize abantu bonke nje abantu beZimbabwe kungela ukuthi ngena liyiqibandla kumbe kusenta kuthi isonto. Okukhulakala ukuthi sibonisane njengamaZimbabwe ukuthi akumele kwenziwe kuyini. Izimbabwe esiyikhangeleleyo sonke nje njengabantu beZimbabwe. Hhayi leyakuyakhuphaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
political party khona kule mbono ehlukene kuko konke okwenziwayo
konoko ukuthi yenziwe isavumela thina ukuthi elebha society amane ama political parties ngamakhethini ukuthi hayi isifiso sakhethini nje namazimbabweni asale nganga kumele ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane bakhulumelane bavumelane kube yinto yinje ukuthi sibona njengamazimbabweni yiluphi siyavumelana ke kumele ke siqhubekele phambili ukuthi sifise leyo kokuhlupha njengamazimbabweni silambene kule mbono wodwa sizelizimbabweni
manje nxa sikhangele ukubana bekuhlangene abezombusazwe abezisebenzi lezinye ingatsha ezithiyeneyo kungakutshengisani lokhu ukuthi kusasa singabonani kuyathembisa na ukuthi abantu bengaba leli zwi linye
ukuthi abantu bengakhulumisani njengalantoniwodwa ngakethenzesakhe sokathethi njengoba sevumela kuthingakuthi kumele abantu balabahlangane salamakhanda ndawonye ukwenzela ukuthi hhayi sibe sinisele leyo konke okuhluphayo njengamazimbabweni.
Umnumzana George Nkiwane, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi e-ZCTU, bekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Abesifazana beZimbabwe bathi bakhathazekile ngokwenza kwenkokheli kahulumende kanye leyamankampani ngendlela ephatha ngayo indaba zokuthuthukiswa kwabomama. Bathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuba iguqulwe indlela inhlelo zokuthuthukisa kwabesifazana ezibhekwa ngayo. UMavis Kama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lesi ngesinye sezibopho eziphume emhlanganweni wensuku ezimbili owenzelwe kobulawayo. Ngokuhluza ngokungenziwa ukuthuthukisa abesifazane ukuze baphatheke ngokugcweleyo kwezokuthuthukiswa kumnotho welizwe. Umkhokheli wenye inhlanganiso ezingenele umhlangano, unkosazana Samukeliso Khumalo, okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Women in Leadership Development, uthi abesifazane laba bathethe lesi sinqumo sebekunanzelele ukuba lokhu besalela kwezokuthuthukiswa kwabo.
Njengabo mama sesivumelene ukuthi thina sila ma-concerns ethu esifuna ukuthi aziwe by the government, aziwe by private sector, aziwe by umuntu wonke, so that at least ube le national action esukuchoyi ukuthi thina sithi omama kabaphatheki ezintweni zomnotho lombusazwe. Angisho so sithi thina sifuna omama babe part of the finance economy and the political decision making, because izinto lezi zihamba ndawonye.
Abesifazane ngabantu abahlezi bengababukelayo sikhathi sonke lapho sekulamathuba ukuthi kuqhutshwe amabhizimusi amakhulu. UMakhumalo athi kuyinto abayikhangelele ukuba iguqulwe leyo.
Sibonile njalo ukuthi yes, ngabe silawo ama models of economic empowerment, but omama still balokhu bengabantu ababukelayo nje ukuthi kwenzakalani kuimconomy. Abakho at the center of okwenzakalayo, amadoda nje obaba ngathi yibaba lokhu bebusa, yibaba lokhu besenza ama decisions. Sibonile njalo ukuthi njengoba sila imithetho futhi njalo elizweni, but imithetho lana kayisetshenziswa, akula political will ukuthi isetshenziswe ukuthi omama labo baphatheke, labo be part of economy yeZimbabwe. Siyavuma ukuthi yikule constitution, siyavuma ukuthi kule mithetho, kodwa silakho siyathi ukuthi kufunakala ukuthi kube lama strategies ayenza ukuthi imithetho leyi the constitution ibe into ebambekayo eyenzekayo njalo, eba lama timelines ukuthi ngesikhathi esinje sabe sesenze lokho, ngesikhathi esinje sabe sesenze lokho.
Abesifazane bathi abazamukeli inhlelo abazihlelelwa bengazazi, befuna ukuphatheka kusukela ekuqaleni, hatshi ukuzwa kuthiwa sokulohlelo oluthize. Bethi kumele lusabalaliswe ulwazi olohlukeneyo lufinyelele inhlangothi zonke zabesifazane, hatshi uphonguzwa sekuthiwa sekwedlula lokho obekumele baphathiseke kikho. Bavumelane njalo ukuba kuqakathekile ukuba owesifazane azikhangele, abone ukuba wenelisa ukwenza msebenzi bani, ayiguqule le ngqondo yakhe kundlela azibona ngayo, azibone njengosomabhizimusi, hatshi umuntu oqhuba umsetshenzana nje njengalokho okuhlezi kusenzakala selokhe ilizwe lathola uzibuse. Kuthiwa abesifazane laba baqhube imisebenzi yamaclub. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguMavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Izakhamizi zeHarare zithi ikhisimusi yalonyaka ikhanya iza kubaduma nxa kuqathaniswa leminye iminyaka ngenxa yomumo wezenotho oqhubeka usiba mubi elizweni, njalo osuphazamisa inhlalakahle yabantu abangasenelisi ukuthenga okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abantu badinga indlela eziningi zokuzilibazisa njalo bethola inzuzo abangaphila ngayo ngesikhathi bekhangelane lekhefu lekhisimusi. Unkosikazi Tsitsi Samson ohlala emzini weRugare uthi bangena kukhisimusi indawo zabo zilokhu ezikusimo esibi befisa ukuba bezilungiselelwe okuthize.
Kube lamalayithi emgwaqweni ngabantu bayabe bebhinywe busuku labantwana berechwa, imigelo igejwe, amanzi abehamba angabuthani ukuthi abantu becina besiba le malaria, imosquito ibreeder khonapho lapho ngoba imigelo yabe ingekho. Imigwaqo la ilungiswe ifakwe imizila yakhona lama markings kwenzela ukuthi izimota nxa zihamba abantu bahambe kuhle.
Othe impilo lokhu iqhubekela phambili siba nzima empilweni zabantu abatshiyeneyo okuthi ikhisimusi lonyaka ingabambi ukwedlula kweminye iminyaka. Sikhuluma sikhangela labantu okwamanje abakhanya ngani abalakho okuningi abangafisa ukuthazekezelela ngalesi sikhathi.
Lonyaka mina mbona kulahla ubuzani ngoba abantu bakhala ngenxa yezimali sihamba emsebenzini, izimali asizitholi, sizithola sokulaphana.
Umkhonzi wenhlanganiso yababalisi ezimtha umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu uthi sikhuluma kanje ababalisi abakayitholi imali yebhonasi yabo abayithenjiswa nguhulumende. Khona sesisiya kukhisimusi ethi lokhe bemelele. Ukhuthaze uhulumende ukuba ephange ukulungisisa imithetho yezisebenzi ukuba ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso esitsha ukuze amalungelo abo enanzwe.
Siyathola ukuthi ke izisebenzi lapha zingani umthetho okhona owamanje kawukagcwalisi injongo zeconstitution. Ngayelinike indlela sifuna ukuthi sikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi iparlamente kayisebenze idonse amabhulugwe, idonse ibophe njalo lezicathulo ilungise ngaleyo ndlela.
Othi into efana lebonus yinto enikeza ababalisi lezinye izisebenzi idlabuzane elenza ukuba bebambe umsebenzi wabo beqinile. Umnumzana Admaya Zaya wenhlanganiso yezakhamuzi eChitungwiza Progressive Residents Association uthi amakhansili lokhe ebhekana lobunzima ukusebenzela uZulu ethi akenelisi ukubutha izibi, ukutholisa abantu amanzi kanye lokulungisa imigwaqo. Kwelinye icele isiwethi igeleza emigwaqweni kundawana yonke okudla bangeleke ukuba abantu babhekane lenkinga ezijeneyo bengena kukhisimusi.
Last week iviki yona le ngomvulo uzokube ngolwesithathu ikhansili behamba emzini yabantu ivalela abantu amanzi ngendaba yezikweleti. So kutsho ukuthi abantu bazangena kukhisimusi le bangela amanzi ezindlini zabo ngoba ikhansili isivala njani amanzi.
Kodwa sibone izimota zikakhansili weChitungwiza zilungisisa imigelo ama-storm drainage yamanzi kuleli dolobha. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa wazise umhlangano weZimbabwe Human Rights Commission kuyona le iviki ukuba uhulumende uyaqakathekisa amalungelo okuba abantu bethole amanzi ahlanzekileyo, ukudla, imfundo lokunye, ethi inkinga ngumumo ke womnotho ongathuthuki ngendlela abakhangelane layo. Ethi noma njalo uhulumende wakhe usebenza kanzima elungisisa imithetho ukuba ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso esitsha. Umfundisi Mazwari Rashe Mabhuku uthi ukusilela kwemali lobuyanga kuyinto ekhathaza uZulu engqondweni, isenza ukuba ekhathale. Ethi noma kunjalo njengabamasonto abakhuthaza ukuba abantu beqinise umkhuba wokuphathisana, abatholayo benikeza abaswelayo izipho ngesikhathi esinje.
Unkulunkulu uzasiyenzela umusa, izinto azimanga kuhle kodwa sithemba ngomusa wenkosi. Ikhisimusi nga umunye engena ukudla, sizadla sonke njengabantu njengeyimuli.
Isisekelo sombuso esitsha sinikeza abantu amalungelo ambalwa agoqela ilungelo lokungakhitshwa amahlayana kundawo ohlelekiyo, ilungelo lokuthola imfundo, ilungelo lokuthola ukwelatshwa, ilungelo lokuthola ukudla okwenelayo lamanzi ahlanzekileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Abesifazana elizweni bangcome ubukhokheli bomlawuli wedale lePhalamende ngendlela aphathe ngayo udaba lwesikhalazo esethulwe ngomunye wamalunga edale esokuba kubekwe imithetho elawula ukuba omama bavunyelwe ukumonyisa abantwababo kulabo abalensane. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngocweleyo.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngabesifazane abekade bengena umhlangano wensuku ezimbili kobulawayo wokubonisana phezu kokungenziwa ukuba bathuthuke kwezomnotho. Le nkulumo iza njalo ngemva kwesenzo esenziwe ngendlela yokubonisa izikhexo ezikhona emithethweni yedale phezu kwabesifazane abamunyisayo ukuba iguqulwe loba kulungiswe indawo yokumunyisela abantwana edale lePhalamende kuphathisa abesifazane abangamalunga alo asesebatsha njalo belabantwana abamunyayo. Bebonga njalo isibindi sakhe unkosikazi Priscilla Msiya Irambu Mshonga ongomunye wabameli besifazane kuleli dale okwenze umlawuli walo umnumzana Jacob Mdenda wakubona kuludaba okumele luhluzisiswe ngoba luqakathekile. Unkosikazi Charity Moyo wase Maranatha Orphans Care Trust esigabeni seMathebeleland South Uthi imjabulisile lindaba ngoba nxa sekuthe kwalungiswa lokhu kuzaphathisa kakhulu kwabesifazane abaza kuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende hathi lamhla kuphela kodwa lakwela kusasa.
Abasilabo mama abancane abazasi represent eParliament iminyaka ebuyayo noma sesihambile kuzabe kusiba labo mama abancane abamunyisayo. They must go to Parliament to be focused. Bengacabanga ingkhaya ukuthi how is the baby doing and things. So khona kwani ukuthi bengaconsider ukuthi kube le ndawo yokuthi they nest their babies. I believe they'll be focused. I believe everybody is happy.
Kwasekelwa ngunkosikazi Thandile Sesedza waseNketha 7 njalo isebenza labenhlanganiso ye Women in Leadership Development.
Priscilla vele yena ngokwakhe simthembile eParliament. Uvele uhlala eletha imibono emisha isikhathi sonke. So omama bebe lobugwala ngokuthi engxenye ngivotelwe bahlebekele khona lokukhuluma ngokuvota ngoba bebancane bese sabe ukuthi bayafika ngale bagcindezelwe ngelungelo labo mama. Umele omama lelungelo labo Priscilla sayathaba kakhulu.
Kudinga abameli abanjengonkosikazi Misiya Irambwi ukuphakamisa indaba ezifana nalezi. Iningi labantu abazithatha lula kanti ziphazamisa ukuphatheka kwenkokheli zesifazane edale lephalamende kuveza unkosikazi Sesedza.
Thina bezivele akula muntu ongakuraiza ngaphandle ovele ehlala khona ele experience lakho ukuthi kwenzakala ngandlela bani. So ukuthi yena ngenxa yolwazi lwakhe wakubona kufanele kuvele kungahambanga ngendlela ayibona kuhamba ngayo kuhle. So wasekuraiza ukuthi abantu baqaphele ukuthi kuyafunakala lokho.
Okungumbono osekelwe ngunkosikazi Audra Mpofu osebenza emele yabesifazane enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union Association emguza esigabeni seMathebeleland North.
Yona le imbono awulethileyo yivula ingqondo kubomama ngoba omama abancane besibezayo sabe ukuthi angavotelwa as a parliamentary azithwale athi lokhu sokuza kwenza encourage ukuthi njengabomama sisizwe umama yisizwe. So nxa bangakwanisa ukuthi babe le ndawo lapha bomunyisela khona abantwana kuzakhuthaza omama abaningi ukuthi even if esiya khona le eParliament abe kwazi ukukhuluma into esiyabe simthumezwa ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uyabe ecabanga ngomntwana umthiye ekhaya kodwa ekwazi ukuthi kumele azosimela futhi but ngendlela le uPriscilla seyibeke ngayo uyakhulula omama kuParliament ukuthi singene sibaneni.
Unkosikazi Mpofu uncome njalo lobukhokheli bukaMnumzana Mdenda.
Ubaba uMdenda mina ngingakhulumela ukuthi ngiseMart North ngimthayela ihlombe ngithi alibane obaba bengenza njalo ngezinye izinto ezingenza futhi lo buntu bethu buguquke ngoba izinto eziningi besibanjwe imithetho yabantu ababe sibusa sicindezeni.
Unkosikazi Misiya Irambwi Mshonga olilunga ledale lephalamende engowelinye lamabandla aphikisayo eleMDC elikhokelwa nguProfessor Welshman Ncube umangalisa abanye bakhe lapho eze losane wahlala lalo edale. Utshela umlawuli wedale ukuba engenisele ingane edale ngenjongo yokufuna ufuqa idale lisinanzelele isidingo sokuba kube le ndawo lapho abamunyisayo bengahlala khona labantu ababo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguMavis Gama.
KuStudio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela ukuxotshwa komqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu elimela isizwe elama Warriors uKhalisto Phasuwa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umthethwandaba wesidatshi usunqume ukuba iqembu labalimi bakwele Nigeria lilalo ilungelo lokusa imthethwandaba inkampani yamafutha ezimota eRoyal Dutch Shell ngokuphazamisa umsebenzi wabalimi ngemva kokudubuka kwempompi ethwala amafutha achithekela emasimini abo. Umkhokheli wesigodlo samakholwa enkonzo yeRoma emhlabeni jikelele eseVatican uPapa uFrancis usamukele ukuthi kwaba lesimanga esenziwa ngumoyi uMother Teresa owayengusista kule inkonzo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday,
Inguquko yempilo lesikhathi sekulethe u sekuguqule indlela ilanga lekhisimusi ebelithakazelelwa ngayo eminyakeni edluleyo lakulezi insuku. Impilo yakulezi insuku isibangele ukuthi kutholakale lula obekuhlupha ukutholakala kudala osokuguqule kakhulu indlela okuthakazelelwa ngayo ikhisimusi. Umculi weZimbabwe uzibusiso Moyo ocula enguzi usethule idlalade elithi edladleni kusitsho ukuthi sikhumbula ekhaya. UBenedictine Nhlapo uqhunsa ingoma exoxa lozi ngokuthi kuyini okumkhumbuza ekhaya ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Ngoma enja ehwatshunguzi phansi kwesihloko esithi edladleni lensizwa yethotshulwe yingwe Plumtree ithi kulingoma yakhe entsha eyomdumo weAfroKwaza. Ufuna ukukhumbuza abantu indlela zakudala abebethakazelela ngazo ilanga lekhisimusi.
Isihloko salo lithi edladleni ngisho ukuthi ingoma ekhuluma ngokubuyela ekhaya. Okay, ingoma ekhuluma ngokubuyela ekhaya ngoba nje sizinsuku zikaDisemba kunje abantu sebebuyela emakhaya nokufika ekhaya le sizijabulela kanjalo. Since liphumile iresponse yakhona iyajabulisa kakhulu. Okuthi by this card abantu besiyofika ekhaya akube kumnandi kakhulu.
Uthi kudala bekuthi nxa kuzavuka kwikhisimusi kuhlatshwe imbuzi kumbe inkomo ukuze inyama ilale thonta igazi. Ngalobusuku amanina lamantombazana bebepheka amakheke lamakhekhana. Akusakhulunywa-ke ngesinkwa njengoba uthi bekuthengwa inqwaba yazo kanye lejemu ebomvu. Uthi bekuthi nxa liphuma elanga ikhisimusi abantwana sebevuke kudala ukuze bayebona ilanga ligida njengokwenkolelo yaleso sikhathi. Emkulwini bebebizwa loqhatshi lwamabhanzi. Bebethi bengena sekusikelelwe amabhemu ezinkwa egcotshwe ngejemu ebomvu kebu. Lo lalo ubeqondana lo wakhe umganu uphuphume isinkwa amakheke amabhanzi lo ngamaqatha kwenyama. Yikho nje kulingoma yakhe ayicule exhaswe umculi owaziwayo eBotswana uSlizer esithi sikhumbule ekhaya. Bekuthi ngemva kwamatiye kugezwe abantu bakhuhle imikenke bazipikli embasilina bese besiyagqoka ezintsha. Enyaweni bekuvame itenda futhi ebafaneni ukuthi amantombazana esaziwa ngabothomi olenhlanhla-ke wayegqoka isandakhi. Isidlo semini sona bekuyikudla okudliwa ngekhisimusi kuphela okufana labo rayisi osalati kwesinye isikhathi kube lamaphutini. Konke lokhu ubekuphelekezelwa inyama abantu bazitike izisu zize zibe bomvu kephu. Uzi uthi konke lokhu sekuguqukile lamhlanje. Uthi njongo yokuthi ezintsha sezigqokwa nsuku zonke kanti ke orayisi osaladi lenyama sokuyikudla kwemihla yonke.
Umehluko somkhulu kakhulu. Umehluko somkhulu kakhulu ngikhumbula mina ngisasemncane. Ngendlela engangijabulela ngayo namanje. Umehluko somkhulu. Futhi enye into engabuye ngisho ukuthi dala phela zazingekho zonke lezi zinto eziningi lezi.
Kudala bekukhona umuzi owodwa ole radio enkulu lapho bekubuthana khona isigaba sonke kugidwe kuze kuse. Bekuthi ngezikhathi zantambama intsha esikhulakhulile iye emavinkilini lapho obekugidwa khona umuntu azakhuzwe ibuthongo. Akusakhulunywa-ke ngesinkwa njengoba ngaleso sikhathi besiyimvela kancane. Kanti kulezi nsuku sesidliwa size silahlwe emabhimu obekulizilo izolo. Sawubalutshwana njalo ukuthi uthole kubuthanelwe iradio yakozibanyana njengoba phose yonke imizi isilawo amaradio. Uzi uthi nxa esecula ngalolu daba uzwe sesithi kukasithebe kade wacholela. Lobanje esaseloku iminyaka okungamachuma amabili lanhlanu ezelwe.
Entertainment yayingekho ningi ngendlela yamanje. manje sekumnandi kakhulu kakhulu ngoba yonke indawo ziyaduma manje akusafani nakudala ukuthi nanizogida kunomuzi oyi-1 la ugidwa khona njengathi sibuye emakhaya manje yonke indawo la ukhona nje ziyaduma so for sure manje simnandi kakhulu
lona-ke lalwilanga lekhisimusi kakhulu emadolobheni seliphose lifane la wonke amalanga loba kunjalo loludokoza lokhisimusi lwakudala lusasekhona nyana emakhaya lapho-ke osathola khona abantu bececile besidla amafidlongo lezibiliboco yikho nje uzi ethi khumbula edladleni Mesturo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo. Ngirasa ngibesulo upstairs 199 floor by this JK Music Productions ngobuswana. Impetu slaza impetu zolasko impetu kuzi umakhilo. Yethi sayona siluza amakhilo namakilogram okhamba sina.
Siyabonga Zibusiso sokuyisikhathi sokulibalela imbiko esiyithola nge-email, Facebook lange WhatsApp. Siqale ngokulethulela imbiko evele kini balaleli bethu elithumele nge-WhatsApp audio.
Ngithanda ukubingelela unkosikazi wami uFlorence Mangena, ngithi ngifisela impilo ende, ngifisela umnyaka omusha lwesibhekane lawo. Ngibingelele njalo ingane yami yokuqala uCarlos Maqhawe Mpofu. Sisa senkosi Mpofu, Snothile Mpofu, ngamantombazana nami lazi inkomo zami lezi. Then ngibe sengibingelela lami mina umluleki Mpofu ngiyazibingelela. Ngizifisela njalo ukungena umnyaka omuhle, umnyaka omutsha lo ka-2016. Ngithande njalo ukubulisa ugogo wami uMonica Dlodlo labazukulu bakhe abathi u-Ashel Siziba, Patricia Hobe, Bhekumuzi Dlodlo abasebalele nje manje khona manje masikhuluma khona lapha. Then ngithanda ukubingelela umamncane wami uSinikiwe Dlodlo owendelele ezowa kozimba le maplazini. Ngidinga ufisela impilo ende mama kanye lemuli yakhe lomkakhe u-Abel Namburo. Ngibingelela bonke abakoNamburo abasezowa nabaseHarare. Ngibingelela bonke nje abakomhlanga. Ngibingelela umama wami uSandra oseGwanda eGuyu. Ngithi mama ngufisela impilo ende ukhula uze ukhokhobe mama. Ngena umnyaka omusha oka-2016 ngenjabulo. Ngibingelela abantwana bakhe bonke alabo khona ngale Gwanda abathi uMduduzi, uMelusi, uMgcini, Khulekani, Sigcebhezana, Ivini, labazukulu bonke nje abakhona ekhaya lo nkosikazi ka-Ivini ngiyambingelela ngenjabulo. Ngibe sengibingelela njalo lo mamncane wami ngilale lapha ekhaya eGogwe, uThabani Dlodlo lomkakhe u-Edson Moyo kumbe uMawini. Ngithi ngilifisela impilo ende. Asibambaneni bazali bami ngiyalicela bakithi. Yimi omluleki Mpofu eGogwe koJahana Gogwe South eZimbabwe Midlands Province. Bye bye.
Sanibonani balaleli lapha-ke likhuluma nayo Benedict Nhlapo ngisithi khisimusi enhle khisimusi elijukela. Thina-ke lapha eGoli siyayigruva vele siyiqala kudala sazi lina-ke ukuthi limi sekuphi kodwa-ke silifisela inhlanhla ikhisimusi enhle ikhisimusi elijukela licabange lonke-ke ukuthi labo abaphuzayo-ke hatshi ukuphuza bese senza izinto ezingasizo-ke labo abatshayela izimoto-ke lani qaphelani ukuthi ma selitshayela izimoto lingatshayeli lidakiwe phela ngoba kuyingozi kodwa ngisithi kini hhayi lidle sibili lingayixoleli ngoba lathi ngapha siyithwalise nzima siyithwalise amagama avuzayo eGoli ngowenu-ke uBenedict Nhlapo ngisithi hatshi-ke lisale kahle
yabonga imbiko esiyethulelwe ngabalaleli bethu abayithumele nge-email, Facebook lange WhatsApp audio. Ukuzigqiba izalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Amapholisa lamhla azame ukuvimba abantu abebesiya emhlanganweni wamabandla ezombusazwe, inhlanganiso zokholo kanye lezisebenzi. Abesifazana beZimbabwe bathatha izinqumo ekugqitshweni kwemhlangano wabo wokucebisana ngabaza kwenza ukuthuthukisa ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abo obukobulawayo. Hayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi iStudio 7 Live Talk iyalandela Olivalelisayo, ngisithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona apha eWashington DC.